But there is one interesting spin to this that I want to mention that, again, connects it to Roswell. And that is, if you look at Colonel Corso's book, The Day After Roswell, in one of the passages in which he is attempting to describe what he thought was the physics of this device, it, number one, dealt with plasmas, and number two, it dealt with magnetic fields in rotation that were separated. Now, this is before any Bell Project information had been released in the English language at that time in history when Corso wrote his book. The only version of Bell research that you could read was written in Polish and by my friend Igor Witkowski. So this is interesting to me because if you look at Dr. Kurt Davis, his specialty, one of the things that he was directly involved with in the Bell Project was something that he called magnetic fields separation. And this is what Corso hints at and alludes to very specifically. So in other words, it's almost appearing to me, Ian, that Corso, when he wrote his book, was kind of getting ahead of the curve in a certain sense. And I realize that most Roswell researchers don't place much stock in his book for a variety of reasons. But on this particular point, he's out ahead of the curve. He, in my opinion, is letting people know something before it hits the English language when Igor publishes his book in English.
In what year?
I believe that was 2001 or 2002 that Igor published that. Yeah.
But I think what, and part of what I'm getting at, and you can certainly vet this, and we're talking about the Roswell-Reich connection. You can link up to Joseph P. Farrell at our webpage at coasttocoastam.com, that it's one of, it would be a motivating factor for somebody like a Juan Perón, or for that matter, for the researchers to want to continue. If they had successfully finished their research in this plasma propulsion system, in this or succeeded in weaponizing this system, if they had done that, there wouldn't be a need necessarily to continue the experiments down in Argentina. It wasn't quite finished yet, and so what that's a for scientists, he would have been able to have bartered that. Had it already been finished, he would have been able to send that up to the highest bidder on the international stage and say, I can do this. And as of yet, he hadn't been able to prove that it could do anything other than maybe go up, you know, 30 feet and come back down again.
Right. This is the big problem with the Bell story. We can take it only so far. When the project disappears from Argentina, that's 1951. But the interesting thing, again, to me about Corso in this respect is that he hints repeatedly throughout his book that there is some apparent Nazi look to the technology that they have recovered. Now, if what Corso wrote is true, then we have to look at the paperclip scientists in this country, and if the military suspected, as we've already established it did with that legitimate Air Force document that all the Roswell researchers cite, that very clearly refers to a Third Reich connection. So it appears again that Corso is actually on this point telling the truth, all right? So we've got these paperclip scientists over in this country, and we suspect that perhaps it is Nazi in origin. The man they're most likely to bring in and look at this technology is none other than Dr. Kurt Davis. And again, that to me is very interesting, Ian, that they reopen his security case file after the Roswell incident occurs.